You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, these lines are jam-packed with people who want to play the game today. We're starting today with Nadaria. Nadaria, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
So glad you called us. What was the highlight of your weekend? What was the best thing this weekend?
I slept more than I usually did.
Well, good for you. Just lay down.
Hey, you can't never get too much sleep. I'm just saying.
Oh, I know.
Listen, you're talking to two guys who are sleep deprived all the time, so rub it in.
We're up at 3:30 in the morning. Come on.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to.
Can you just naturally sleep a lot, or do you take some kind of aid for it?
I mean, it just depends on the day and the mood. If I'm, like, super tired, I'm usually up all night, so, you know.
Why are you up all night?
Lately, I've been waking up early. I don't know. I don't like to go to sleep.
You got things to do.
Right. You never know what's going to go on at 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't know what's going to happen. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, but you know what your parents always say, that nothing good happens after 12 o'clock, so.
Well, see, they said that when I was younger, but see, now that I'm grown and I know they lied.
That's when all the fun goes down.
Yes, it does. I'm telling you. They say, man, the crazies come out after 2. I'm just saying.
All right, so shut it down at 2 a.m. Okay.
Oh, that is great.
You're funny.
Why weren't you crazy this weekend? Why made you go to bed all weekend?
I worked all week. I've been working all week. Too much. Not enough. Somewhere in that area.
It's all right. Make that money.
So I got to know, what do you do?
I do some everything. Right now I'm doing Instacart and I do Uber and I just got a job at Costco.
Dang, look at you. You're busy.
Jeremy's going to be in love with you.
Hey, I love me some Costco. I love me some Costco.
Come see us. You know, I'll be there.
All right, I will.
What's the keeping it clean, Nadarian? Keeping it clean, but what's the craziest experience you've had as an Uber driver?
Oh, my God. Everybody loves me because I want to be a comedian. That's, like, my passion. And so I had this, I always keep everybody laughing in my car. Well, this one people, I don't know what their deal was, but they were drunk as all get out, and he threw up in my car.
No.
He threw up in my car, and it was so rude. But at the same time, it wasn't because, with Uber, all you do is let them know, and they make them reimburse you. So they paid me, like, $80 just for, like, a little throw-up. So I was like, okay, I'm
gonna go. A little puke. So you kind of want more people to puke in there. You get more money.
Yeah, I'm telling you, please. I should get a sign that says, puke in me, please.
That's right.
Sounds like our show.
Well, do you have leather seats? Is they easy to wipe off?
Unfortunately, no, they not the leather. It wasn't on the seat. It was on the window dash. I mean, it was like on the door. So I was
dripping down the door. Well, that's not too bad. That's easy to clean.
Now, this wasn't in reaction to some joke you told, was it?
See, no, because he was so drunk, I didn't know how to, like, you know what I mean? I didn't know how to even, get him laughing. So I was just like, well, he kept falling asleep. So I was like, just let him do what he's going to do. I let the window down for him, because he was like, can you let the window down? I did that. And, hey.
Next thing you know.
Oh, man.
Hey, $80 later, but I'm still good.
$80 in a bottle of Windex.
Nadarian, I want you to go down and perform at Comedy Works. Will you do that sometime soon, please?
I want to do it, but I've heard that they're not. Are they open yet? I'm from Louisiana, and I just moved here like a few months ago.
Yeah,
and so
I think it's sporadic right now. But when things get full force again, you gotta get down there.
Back up. I want you on stage at Comedy Works. Okay.
I want you guys to come see me. My name is my stage name and everyday name is DC. So just give me a call.
DC. What brought you to Colorado from?
I don't care.
What brought you to Colorado from the Bayou?
Keeping it clean. This is Colorado. I like dispensaries, and so that's not my passion. But
you like the pot weed.
You came here for pot.
Yeah, okay. Well, you like the pot weed. It's fine.
It's legal. Hey, I'm just saying.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
Hey, in Colorado, do what the Coloradians do.
That's why you're up all night, isn't it? You're smoking the pot weed all night. I figured you out.
You're not stoned while you're at Costco, are you? I'm just asking.
Hitting all those sample trays.
God.
I like you a lot.
You're funny. I hope you call us often, DC, okay?
Well, I listen listen to you guys all the time, and today I was like, you know, they're playing the game, and I heard something about winning, and I don't know what game it is, but I'm going to try it out.
Who cares?
Yeah, you're going to win it.
Let's
I have
just
a feeling.
Play. Are you ready? I'm going to give you a category, and you'll have only 10 seconds to rattle off five examples of that category, okay?
Oh, okay. That's okay. Okay.
All right. Deep breath. Sounds like she's toking.
You
right
just
now.
Took a hit, didn't you? Yeah,
I like, no, I promise I did that before I got on the call.
She's got a big
take
fatty
the edge
going
off.
While
she's taking the edge off.
All right. Oh, Nadarian, 10 seconds. 10 seconds. I need five things that you would find on a playground. Five things you would find on a playground. Ready and go.
A swing, jungle gym, kids, slide, merry-go-round.
Hmm. Wow.
Is that five?
Well, I was just letting the 10 seconds go.
For all that pot weed you smoke, you're pretty quick.
Yeah, all your brain cells aren't dead yet. You're a
winner!
Now listen, Nadarian, the prize you've won is something that's going to be going on at the Paramount Theater. If you get all, you know, toked up before you go, you behave yourself at this event, okay?
Okay, because, I'm going to try.
Because you're representing your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy, when you go to this, okay?
Okay.
You are absolutely delightful. I hope you call us often. If you will stand by, Josh will come back. He'll tell you about your tickets, okay?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome yourself. I definitely will call back.
Oh, you're so sweetheart. Good. Have a good day.
Hold on. Don't go away. Man, we have the greatest listeners in the world. I do want to go, and when Comedy Works opens back up, I want her to get up there. And
yes.
I want to go see one of her sets. So there you go. It's Rattle Off, and we'll play again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.